Hey, so the guys in my bunk room are loud and drunk, but, I guess the night before battle affects everyone differently. So, I know you're trying to sleep, but could I possibly come in?
Hey, thanks a lot, I appreciate it. Sure, I'll close it. Thanks for the quiet space. Not really my thing, all that noise. So, I checked with the captain, and Bravo Team's gonna hold off our boundaries, you know, while the tech guys prep all that new power armor suits in the bunker level, you know, one a level above us. Looks like Alpha and Gamma Teams and our own Delta Team should be ready for the assault by dawn. The battle plan looks solid, and based on the intel we got from Sammy before he was fucking detected and obliterated by those damn alien bugs, rest in peace, my friend. I think we're in good shape. We finally got a good plan to push these bastards back. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. Rambling on. Facing these six-legged alien bug bastards in battle still freaks me out. Anyway, sorry. Hey, so how are you holding up? May I sit next to you? Listen, I can see and I know you're worried, but, you know, everything's going to be all right. We've got a great plan. And the new Fenris 3 power armor was incredible in our testing run. So we have to keep the faith that we can finally turn the tide of this war. I know it's hard, but I haven't let you down before, and I'm not going to do that now. I get that you're nervous, but I know that we'll make it out of this. How am I so confident? Have you met me? Delta Team's number one bug killer? you know. The truth is I'm scared too. You know? I mean, there's always a chance that our plan won't work. But I gotta have hope. You know? We all do. Because hope's the reason we've survived this long. And it's what's going to make us keep on surviving. Now, come on. You got to perk up a little bit. You've always been the cheery one, sharing your positivity when I feel down. Just try to have hope, baby. How do I maintain hope? Well, for one, I have seen Delta Team fight in this new power armor, and I have confidence in them. Well, in us. We are a team. You know, especially with these new suits and your amazing targeting skills, we are going to blow these bug fuckers right out of the air or the ground or anywhere they come at us. We're going to be ready for them. Oh, you know, do you remember when we first met? Yeah, it was a couple of months after these intergalactic asshole bugs invaded. You know, I remember I was moving place to place, just living on, you know, beans and cans and anything I could find, you know, hunting where I could. Killing those damn aliens anytime I had a chance when they weren't looking. I hadn't seen another human in weeks. Yeah. And then you came along. You know, you saved me when I didn't notice that alien sneaking up around the corner on me in front of that store. Yeah. You know, I don't think I even said thank you. I was probably cold and rude and, well, I was probably just an asshole to you. And, you know, I'm sorry about that, thinking about it now. But, you stuck around, you know, despite my attitude. You know, thank God you did. It was probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. Well, yeah, it's true. I don't tell you this enough, I guess, but I am so grateful to have you in my life. I mean, before the apocalypse, I was probably a jerk, especially to women. And, you know, with the big mess and so much death and pain, I probably became an even bigger one. But after you came into my life, you changed that, you know? You made me a better person. And I knew that I had to keep you in my life for as long as I could. Well, yeah, that's why I've probably been a little protective from time to time. I mean, think about it. Without your intelligence and your faith and fortitude, I don't think we'd have found this place. I don't know if I'd even wanted to. I'd have just kept isolated and, you know, surviving until I was hunted down one day. And I wouldn't have met all these amazing people and, you know, become a part of this team or this family that we formed here in this place. You know, I wouldn't be the man I am today if it weren't for you. No, I have not gone soft, you know. Blowing up these fucking bug bastards, it's still my passion and my specialty. Ah, there's the laugh. I swear it's the best sound I've ever heard. I've always wondered how you stay so happy and cheery, you know? Even after all the things that we've seen and the things we've been through. Your bright smile and positive outlook, it's one of the things I love the most about you. You're always there. There to cheer me up, encourage me, even put a goofy smile on my face in terrible situations. You're there to be my best friend and to give me hope. So, since you're feeling a little down in the dumps right now, I'd like to do the same for you. We will make it, all right? During that battle tomorrow, you're going to have my six, and I'm going to have yours. We're going to destroy these fucking alien bug bastards anywhere they are, and we are going to make it back. And when we're done, I'm going to climb out of my power armor and spin you around. I'll be sweaty, mind you, but I am going to hug you and give you a huge kiss because I'm in love with you. And I can't picture a life without you in it. Yes, I fucking love you. And we are going to win this battle and the next one and the one after that until we win this war. And if along the way we get pinned down somewhere in a firefight and those damn bugs are on the left and on the right, you and I are going to go down shooting and I will die fighting alongside the love of my life. Please, please have hope for me. God, your lips are so soft. Huh. You have no idea how long I wanted to do this. Oh, you taste so good. So beautiful. Hey, these might be the last moments of peace we'll ever have together. I want to make them count. Please take your clothes off for me. Oh my God. Look at you. Wow. You are so beautiful. The most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Oh, I want you so bad. All over. Lay down on the bed. I just want to admire you for a minute. Oh, you are so perfect. From your beautiful, bright eyes, your gorgeous smile. Oh, your beautiful breasts, all the way down to that incredible pussy. Oh, all the way down to your cute toes. Wow. I love you so much. I want to taste you for a minute. I want to have that on my tongue the entire time we're in battle tomorrow. Here. Oh, yeah. Oh. 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 Oh, it tastes so good. Oh. Oh. I want to be in you. Here, put your legs up. Yeah, over my shoulders. Are you ready? Oh my God. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, fuck, I love you. So tight. So good. You're amazing. So good. Squeeze me. Squeeze. Hold me tight. Yes, you feel so good. Love you so much. This is amazing. Oh, I love you so much. Yes, lay here. Just in my arms, please, please. Let me touch you, kiss you. I had no idea you were this good. You are amazing and so beautiful, and I love you so much. You know, I know that we don't have any way to know for certain how tomorrow will go, but this certainly gives me a little courage. And, you know, no matter what happens, you'll be right beside me. And I've got your fucking hot power armored six ass covered. I love you. Thank you.